lovely Vilters. Today we have an amazing and inspiring woman. We have Karen Robart from Cadabra Group. She's a builder with her partner, her business partner, Daniel. They do amazing houses, but she shares her journey from how really renovating and developing her own home became a passion for building and creating a business out of that, and how she was able to follow her dream and her career path, I guess, after already having a career in marketing and accounting. So I hope you enjoy it as much as me. I find her incredibly inspiring, and I am just so pleased that she has taken the time out of her busy schedule to have a chat to us today. So I hope you enjoy as much as I do.
Hi, I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Krabeshni.
And welcome to Building with Builders,
our podcast where we believe that building is fun.
Super fun.
So much fun.
Build Her Collective was created to help women with building and renovating. And we believe that with the right tools, everyone can build. For us, it's all about encouraging women to take back control of the building process and really achieve their dreams.
We are women in the building industry, and as developers, builders, and project managers, it's our passion to share everything we know with other women doing the same. And that's why we've created this podcast for you.
So if you love all things building,
you're into design,
keen on the numbers,
about to renovate,
thinking and dreaming of that forever home and what it would look like,
or even developing for profit,
then you've found your family.
Subscribe to our podcast and follow our journey over at buildhercollective.com.au.
Today I am honoured to have Karen Robart from Cadabra Group. She is one half of a building company, an amazing builder, developer, and actually a complete inspiration to myself, and I'm sure you by the end of finishing this. I found her story super interesting, so I'd love to kind of, I guess, have a chat about that. Can you have a chat maybe about how you got started as a builder, because that wasn't your initial choice of career?
No, not at all. Accounting and then marketing was my background, and I started doing a renovation at my family home back in 2005, project managed that, which was great, and got to know one of the young carpenters on site, and he was looking to go out on his own. So I had a couple of projects that I was wanting to then move forward with. So we teamed up, did a couple of projects together, and which was really good. He helped me with long story short, my mum went into a nursing home, so I had to fix up her house. So he was the one who worked with me on doing that, and we did a couple of others, and then people kept saying to us, this seems to be working really well for you two. Why don't you do this, make it into a more formal business? So we did.
Yeah, so that's really amazing. And now it's quite an established, like it's been going for, now, 15 years later?
So 2005 we met, we started the business in 2007.
Yeah, wow. And so you had young kids at that point, right?
They are high school kids.
You were working as an accountant or marketing, or
I was out. I did casual work, but not full-time work, no.
Perfect. And so you saw, doing up your house, that was like a passion project? Like that was just
We'd bought our forever home, I suppose, and I was very much, I didn't want the architect to project manage my build. It was like, no, I will do it, and I will do the interiors, and I will do, you can design it, and then I take it over. And the builder we had loved that as well. He, like lots of builders, prefer to deal with the clients. It's great having some architects and interior designers and everybody, but sometimes you get too many people in the pie. So the builder we found was really happy to deal with me and have all the others as consultants. So, it became my baby, and that became my full-time job for a year, I suppose, to get that finished. So in amongst living in the house in two rooms while we did it as well.
Yeah, which is a good experience, I think.
Yes, which is the way I learnt actually what everything that goes on.
Yeah, I have to say that's a fairly similar setup to what we did. That kind of wanting the architect to design the space, but then wanting to have, like this is your dream, this is your home, having that control and that input over the every detail.
Yeah, I wanted to be the one that made those final decisions, not the architect, which I did, which was great.
And so did you always have a love of property or a flair for it, or were you just drawn to it on your house?
I think more my house. I mean, we did our first renovation when I had a brand new baby, which, of course, like lots of people do at our first
they
house.
They go hand in hand, don't they?
You must either have a baby or renovate a house, yes. So we finished that. We did that as an owner-builder, our first house. So we were at lockup for our eldest daughter's first birthday. So we had a first birthday party with extension leads and spotlights in a house. So that was that's where it started, yeah.
It's good for them to learn to walk around those things.
That's what she did, yes.
Okay, so from there you did that and then you had a couple of projects at so your mum's house and then, when did you do a development?
So we did your mum's, we did another house, then we did two houses that we flipped with the bit for the business, and then we did started doing dual lock developments, that sort of thing, probably in 2010 maybe.
Yeah, 10, 11. So talk to me about the process. So you've done your own home, that's taken a year, which is probably what a renovation of a home should take, to be fair. When you get through the details. And then you've done your mum's straight away afterwards because that timing just
Yeah, that was just timing, yeah.
But it's that flick to the next project. Was that something you'd already had on the...
No, not at all. Our next would have been we bought an old beach house, so we did some renovation work on that, so that was probably where we moved to next.
And that was your own home? Or
that was,
ours. Okay.
That was ours.
That was your own home.
Yeah. And so they were sort of the two that we moved, that we did, the two of us to... And then to find our feet, I suppose, whether it was going to work or not.
Yeah.
And then we bought a property in Ringwood, so the as a business.
Yeah, so you and the
Daniel.
Carpenter.
Yeah.
Daniel. Yeah.
Yep. So that's sort of when we formalised
your
the
agreement.
Business and did that, renovated that place, sold that, bought another one in Mitcham, did that.
And off you went.
Then moved on to, started. So they were just sort of... More cosmetic renovations, the first ones, and then we moved on to doing, dual locks, sort of knockdowns and dual locks. Then we did a few of them and then ended up with people contacting us, will you do, we're like, client work? So we had never done any client work before, but sort of then we from then on we've done a bit of both.
Yeah, finding your feet. And that's the interesting progression, isn't it? If you do something well and you've done it well because you're doing it for yourself, so you're kind of learning on those flips, I guess. So what made you, like when you were doing those initial feasibilities, was that a scary thing or were you really confident in your numbers?
No, it was scary because I hadn't done it before, and it was like even saying to my husband, this is what I want to do. We'd always been in business before.
Yep.
So that sort of side of it wasn't an issue, but it was like hadn't done, buy something, do it and hopefully we make money out of it. So, no, been on a big learning curve along from that side of things along the way.
Yeah, but I like it because I think the thing is everyone starts somewhere. Like looking at you now, you've got like big developments on the go. Like what have you got on the go now?
We're just about to finish an old Victorian Terrace renovation, major renovation in East Melbourne, and then our first apartment built in Richmond.
Which we've been through, it's pretty impressive.
So we're at plaster stage now.
Exciting.
So, yes, it's
getting
looking
closer.
Like a building now.
It is.
So, so it's got from where we started to now, it's been a...
And how many apartments have you got in that one?
Five plus the house, the original house.
Five plus the house. So that's a big, it's fair to say that's quite a big, costly build.
Very, yes, which is mine.
But that's quite a progression from... Sort of
buying a little house or doing
a
deck for someone, yes.
Yeah, which is amazing because I think that's the thing. Like it's easy to look at someone now and go, oh, I could never do that because I wouldn't have the funds to do that now. But you've got to realise you've start somewhere and it is this progression. And
12
you
years
learn
down the track, a lot. We've learnt a lot along the way.
And I guess you are also learning to work together. So what part of the business does Daniel manage and what part do you
manage? He's the construction manager, so he runs the sites from the trades point of view, and then I run the business side.
Business, marketing, clients.
Clients, interiors, doing
funding.
All of that.
Funding's so fun.
So we cross over in some things, obviously, now after all this time. I know a lot more about what goes on site. He runs the actual build.
And so up to how many projects would you have on at one time?
Probably only four, say two or three major ones. And then we do, like at the moment, we've also got a bathroom renovation happening. We've just finished another house renovation. We've got a new wardrobe for someone. So we'll pick up things like kitchens, bathrooms, all of that sort of stuff, as well as the big ones.
And it's nice to have that kind of flow through as well, because building ebbs and flows. I don't know about you, like I find building ebbs and flows.
Oh, for sure.
Peaks. Got to
try and we've got staff. We've got to try and keep them doing something. So we need to try and pick up those little things to fill in the gaps as well, which a lot of people go, oh, we didn't realise you did that, because they now think we only do big things.
Yeah.
Because I had
and there, that's all you document after a while, because it's all you can get.
Yes. So, but no, we're more than happy to do. We do lots of things, and all, most of our guys are trained in, that's what they find our chip is. I'm on site from where to go. They know how to do a whole lot of things.
And for those of you who probably aren't aware, you've got chippies that you've got all-rounders, and you've got sort of framing, fixing, formworking. You've got very specific chippies, and so a framing chippy will get a frame up really quickly, but they're really going to struggle with the detail on a fix. And that's how sometimes you don't get amazing finishes if you use the wrong type of carpenter to do the wrong job. That kind of complicates it, but that's really the reality of it. You've got to get really good at honing what people's skill sets are.
Oh, for sure. And we find that with even our carpenters that we have on site. You know, some are great at their skills are different. They're all great carpenters, but some of them have different things or things they are passionate about. So that makes them love to do that part of it.
Yeah, and I think that's the same as really any type of person. You've got people that are great at detail and really want to get stuck into that job, and you've got people that are great at, moving through the quick, like the bigger picture jobs. And so you're kind of marrying people. And that's a lot of what a builder's doing, is marrying the right trades to
the
right project.
Yes.
So everything does run smoothly. So on the client face, it's very organised and easy, but at the back end, you're kind of pulling people in and pulling them out, and I guess you've got that depth of people that you work with now, right?
Yes. We just try and get the same guy, and we use all the same external trades. We don't have any plumbers, electricians, any of those guys on staff. We just use – they're all subbies that we use, the same ones for every job.
And you build up that really good rapport and that good team and that good pricing structure, and so, you know, everyone knows where they sit. What have you found the most exciting part of this career change and move and way of life?
I suppose with the transformation that you can, even though I've done my own projects, now doing some client jobs, it's what a client actually thinks at the end. So we finished last year a total renovation for a 15-year-old volume built home that they, I won't name names, but they did say, can you take the X out of the house? And it started off as went to see them, they wanted just a kitchen renovation.
Yep.
That's what they wanted initially. It then turned into a full house renovation once we got involved with them.
So 15 years isn't old.
No.
But I guess there's a way that things are built that is maybe more timeless, and there is a way that is going to need refurbing sooner.
So, it was great, because we started off thinking it was a smallish job, and then by the time we got, involved with them, it became a total house renovation and they love it.
And that's the thing, like, I don't know about you, but I find that with our clients, is that they often, it's how do you take something that's fairly standard and put your mark on it, make it individual or personal. And I think that's what they were doing, right? They were really
turning it into their home. Exactly, yeah.
That's quite a lovely journey to be on with someone.
I suppose, that's what I like, and for them to be able to get exactly what they want, and I suppose that's the guys build it, but that's where I like to deal with the clients and make sure they get what they want.
Yeah, and it's nice to have that interface, because you've got that understanding of what they're trying to achieve.
Yes, we've just finished or just about to finish one of my best friend's homes.
Ooh.
Exactly, and everybody said to me, you cannot do that. You will lose your friend.
Yeah.
And I haven't.
Well, I mean, that's a testament to the way you build and the way you communicate.
And we said that. We were very open, and she said, well, who else am I going to ask to do it? She said, well, what am I going to do? Go and find another builder, and you just watch somebody else build my home that you're going to be in every week?
Yeah. I mean, and it's a really funny thing, because I agree, a lot of people wouldn't want to muddy that relationship, because the client-builder relationship is a really delicate relationship. Have you got any tips for people either hiring a builder and the way to manage that, or from a builder's perspective, how do you manage the client relationship?
open and honest. And that's why I said with this job, that's why we are still friends.
And proactive maybe?
Yes, be very upfront, both of you, the client and the builder. And yeah, just, I mean, that is our motto. We are very open and honest with all our clients. There's nothing hidden. There's nothing. Because I started off as a client, that's the way I treat clients. If I was the client, what would I want to know? How would I want things done? So that's sort of the hat I wear as the builder hat.
Well, that's really nice as well, because it's got that kind of personal interface, that understanding behind it. And this is where I see a lot of relationships with builders go murky, is where the client's asking a question, the builder thinks they're being attacked, or the builder's putting forward a solution and the client thinks that they're being taken advantage of.
Yes. Oh, and obviously we've been through both of those.
Yep. Well, everyone yep. would.
we had a smallish job. We did a small reno for in an apartment a few months ago, and it was a young couple who had never done any type of renovating before, and she kept calling me and going, I'm really sorry to keep calling you, but I've never done this before. I just said, call me as many times as you want. She said, you need to hold my hand because we don't know what we're doing. And we said, that's fine. Just, we will help you every step of the way.
Well, and that's the thing, like, it's a lot of money that people are outlaying. So having it with that lens, like from the builder's perspective, it's kind of like, we need to get through this quickly. Because we need to pay the trades, or we need to, you know, like we want to get a good finish and, you know, but from the client's perspective, you're in their home and you're ripping things apart and you're making a mess.
And they don't know how it's going to end.
They don't know how it's going to end. And sometimes they can't read the plans very well. So they've got faith that they can't visualise what they're going to get at the end.
That's what I find all the time. People can't visualise. They're like, I don't know what this is going to look like.
How do you deal with that?
I think it's good for people like that if they can get renders done, so 3D, so they can actually get, especially kitchens and bathrooms, a lot of people I deal with go, I don't know, like they don't want to look at a mood board with a tiles and a colour sample and all the rest because it doesn't mean anything to them. They need to see it put up there.
And there's a few great services that you can get now. So you can get people to do renders, but you can also get people that will project the plans on the floor and on the walls.
Yes, so they can literally walk through their home. Walk
through it because it's scary. And the build change. Do you let clients on site?
Yes.
Some builders do, some builders don't. And it's
supervised and organised visits.
I actually think is better for the client and for the builder, because going there every day doesn't really help solve the need of what you're trying to achieve.
No, we're happy to have weekly or fortnightly visits, whatever they want, or as other times if they really want to come and look at something, then that's fine. No, we certainly don't restrict access as long as it is with a staff member on site.
Yeah, and there's safety reasons
exactly.
for that.
That's why.
There's also, if you don't understand what you're looking at, it can be more confusing. And so that visualization process, like there are phases through the job where the rooms look really small and where they look really big.
Yes. Oh, and that's what I find clients comment on all the time, going, it's so tiny. And then we say, oh, wait till this happens.
Because especially when you put the slab down, you're like, oh my God, we're living just in this?
Yes.
I'm like, yeah, and it's going to be fine. It's a big house.
Yes.
Don't
so
worry.
When you put some walls up.
But those adjustments along the way that you kind of make, you're like, oh, my God, you know, that knee-jerk reaction that sometimes people want to do, it's good to have a bit of perspective.
I think it's good to have someone on site with them who can give them the answers, because if they were just to walk around a site, they, as you said, if they don't understand the build, they're going to think, well, you know, why does this look like this? Why does this look? So they need someone who can actually answer their questions.
Yeah. You're part of the Build Her community. You're a developer. You're doing your own projects. Why did you make that step?
Because it's a great thing to have a bunch of women in the industry. And I, love to meet any female in the industry, or to, if I can, help anybody that wants to end up sort of where I am.
Yeah, and I think that's really amazing, because I think we were speaking about that yesterday. Like, I didn't know any female builders before we started Build Her and we had Developer, and now like there's, you know, you're a female builder and there's a number of us that are all working in this space and can provide services to clients but also do our own developments and kind of learn and lean on each other as well.
And I think females, I find too, especially in our business, the two of us look at things from a different perspective. So even when we first started out, and we were doing designs, I'd say things from it that I would see as a female that he didn't think about, and the same thing. So it, and you end up, I think, often with better designs and better outcomes having different heads. And I mean, like you said, the majority of builders are men. So to add that female brain.
Yeah, and I think we were talking yesterday also about the fact that it's not just you. It's you and Daniel, your partner, and together you're stronger. Together you have two perspectives and you've got different design outcomes. And a lot of the people that I know are the same. Like, I'm the same. You know, it's not just me, it's myself and John and Jess from Chamberlain Property. Like, it's not just Jess, it's Jess and Matt. And together you've got a more well-rounded business. I mean, a lot of times I find it's a partner as well as in life and business.
Yep.
And I kind of liked the fact that you were chasing your vision. So you came from a different background. You found you were really good at something and you had this great relationship with this. And he's a little bit younger than you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, younger carpenter. And together you formed a business which was able to then service customers and build your own developments and chase a career. I think that's really beautiful.
Yeah, it's great.
And gutsy.
Yes. Yes, lucky I had a husband who said, yes, go for it.
Yeah, and, you know, that's also, it takes a lot of family support to build.
Yes, we were already in business at the time, my husband and I, so then to take on something else.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you so much for talking to us. I guess if you're interested in finding out more about what Karen does, you've got, what's your website again?
Kadabra.com.au.
Kadabra.com.au. So that's kadabra.com.au. And if you're part of the inner circle or if you are interested in being a developer, we actually have a video series that we're doing with Karen as well, where she kind of helps outline how that process works. So if you're interested in doing that or being a master builder, get in touch with us and we can talk you through the process of, you know, really the more women that we can support in the industry, I think is
great.
Is great.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Building with Build Her. We'd love for you to spread the word.
For show notes, links and downloads and other awesome resources and freebies, head to buildhercollective.com.au. And don't forget, that's Build Her with an H-E-R.
And if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to both of us if you could take a minute or two to leave a review.
And don't forget to subscribe so you can listen next time as we talk all things building and women making their mark in the building industry.